Question 1. What are some different kinds of traditional products made in your country? China has a rich history of producing unique and wonderful products that are exported across the world. China has long been famous for its silk, jade, and tea, which at a time were only produced in China and nowhere else in the world. However, we still have many traditional products made in our country. One of note is Chinese cloisonne, which is an enamel artwork that uses blue paint to create beautiful and intricate designs. Similarly, we also produce Chinese porcelain, which is a style derived from the Shang Dynasty and is recognized all over the world. And these are only two of the very many different kinds of traditional products we make in my country. Question 2. Are traditional products generally better quality than modern ones? There is sometimes some debate over whether traditional products are made in a way that produces higher quality items than the mass production techniques of newer products. Personally, I'm not convinced that traditional products are generally better quality than modern ones. I think it is true that there are some very poor quality modern products. However, there are many techniques and technologies that weren't available for traditional products. Therefore, some of the modern products made nowadays are on a level of quality that never existed before. For example, the complexity of a smartphone cannot really be compared to a porcelain plate. Question 3. How can traditional products help a country's tourism industry? The special quality of traditional products derives from their uniqueness and their connection to a country's history and culture. This makes them incredibly valuable products for improving a country's tourism industry. For example, in China, we have a very specific and recognizable type of porcelain that is one of our traditional products. You cannot find it anywhere else in the world, except for perhaps some poor quality imitations. Well, items like this make people want to visit a country to see a unique and beautiful item they cannot witness anywhere else. Furthermore, these are special souvenirs which also bolsters a country's tourism industry. So, I'd say traditional products are valuable to tourism due to their unique nature. Question 4. How important is it for people to learn about their country's traditions? I think it is beneficial to individuals and to communities when people have a good grasp of their country's traditions and culture. Well, it seems pretty obvious to me that it is important to preserve traditions and pass them on from generation to generation. For example, learning about your own traditions helps create a sense of identity and give you a place in the national culture. Our traditions become a shared knowledge that connects us to each other and builds a strong sense of community. In general, I think by learning our country's traditions, we become stronger and more unified as a country. Therefore, it is very important we preserve our traditions. Question 5. Should young people be taught about traditions at home or at school? It is my belief that educating young people about traditions and culture is a matter of utmost importance. So I think it is a topic that should be taught both at home and at school. For example, many important cultural traditions can be taught at school through the teaching of history and social studies. Simply by teaching about our nation's history, students can gain insights into traditions that have been practiced over generations. However, I think it is even more effective when parents encourage children to practice traditions at home. Learning is very good, but nothing beats actually doing the thing. Question 6. Should tourists learn about a country's traditions before visiting that country? Some people make the argument that it is essential to research a country's traditions before you go on vacation there. But I wouldn't say that it is essential. Well, the argument goes that you have a more enriched experience and a better understanding of the culture if you learn about a country's traditions before going there. However, I think it can also be exciting and rewarding to go to a place knowing very little and discovering a mysterious and new culture while you are there. Yes, it is important to understand good manners and social etiquette of a place before going, but you don't need to learn about all their traditions. it can be a lot more fun learning these things from the local people.